detox and support the pineal gland, balance melatonin. The pineal gland, also known as the pineal body, epiphysis cerebri, or conarium, is an endocrine gland in the vertebrate brain about the size of a grain of rice. It is shaped like a tiny pine cone, and it's located in the center of the brain behind and above the pituitary gland. Mystics consider this gland to be the third eye and the connecting link between the physical and spiritual worlds, but until recently the medical community considered it vestigial. Now the medical community knows the pineal gland is our major source of melatonin production. The following is an excerpt from the article, Holistic Guide to Healing the Endocrine System and Balancing Our Hormones. Melatonin. Since its discovery in 1958, melatonin has been studied extensively and shown to be widely beneficial to the body. The pineal gland releases melatonin with a clear circadian rhythm. The trigger for the production and release of melatonin from the pineal gland is darkness. The darker it is, the more melatonin is released. Streetlights, nightlights, and ambient lights from cell phones, TVs, computers, and other electronics disrupt melatonin output. If you're thinking that covering the eyes will solve this, think again. It turns out that light falling on any part of the body will inhibit the hormone. While the physiological function of the pineal gland remained unknown until recently, considering this gland seems to be able to see, the third eye concept once again gives credence to thousands of years of ancient wisdom. It seems most health professionals agree that melatonin levels decline as we age, but this isn't completely accurate. A Harvard study back in 1999 proved that melatonin levels do not necessarily decline with age. Previous studies had not excluded those on medications that suppress melatonin, nor did they control for factors such as sunlight and fluoridation. On the other hand, our own melatonin may lose some of its potency as we age. Our receptors for melatonin don't create the same power from the dose of the hormone they receive. In other words, as we age, the effect of melatonin in our body may diminish some. We don't know much more than that yet, but it shouldn't surprise anyone within the natural health community that this too is much more heavily influenced by lifestyle factors than age. Melatonin offers many other benefits other than sleep. It is one of the most powerful antioxidants produced in the body. It is both water and fat soluble, which allows this neurotransmitter to reach almost every cell in the body, and some studies suggest this hormone may improve the immune system's health. Nighttime melatonin levels are low in people with mood swings, depression, panic disorders, seasonal affective disorder, and many other mental health issues. Unlike sleep medications, supplementing with melatonin does not affect rapid eye movement, REM sleep, or dreaming, but many experts suggest limiting supplementing to no more than 3 months straight unless recommended by a professional, as melatonin supplementation may have long-term effects on the pineal gland's production. How to decalcify and detoxify the pineal gland. Calcification is the biggest problem for the pineal gland, and the main cause is suspected to be fluoride, which accumulates in the pineal gland more than any other organ, leading to the formation of phosphate crystals. There are foods and supplements that can help decalcify the pineal gland, as well as other steps you can take to help rejuvenate and restore health to the third eye. Don't wear sunglasses. Light reflected by the retina stimulates the pineal gland. We're supposed to get sunlight daily, on our skin and with our eyes. Just don't stare directly at the sun, of course. Fluoride, chlorine, lead, pesticides, synthetic calcium, artificial sweeteners, synthetic fragrances, and mercury are well-known endocrine disruptors that can lead to pineal calcification. Eat organic produce and drink only clean, healthy drinking water. When drinking or cooking with tap water, use a filter that removes fluoride and chlorine. A whole house filter, or at least one for the bathtub/shower, would be advisable since we breathe a lot of fluoride and chlorine and other chemicals into our lungs when we shower with tap water, and chemicals are absorbed through the skin. Antioxidants are a big help to the pineal gland and the endocrine system as a whole. Oregano oil is a powerful antioxidant with a host of other healthful properties that can aid a detox. Oregano oil and neem oil are said to be able to remove existing calcification within the pineal gland. Spirulina, chlorella, wheatgrass, and blue-green algae are chlorophyll-rich foods that can also assist in the decalcification of the pineal gland due to strong detoxification properties and massive nutritional benefits. Raw apple cider vinegar is another natural detoxifier that can assist with decalcification of the pineal. Iodine is also imperative for strong pineal function, but supplementing with too much can cause problems as well. Vitamin K2 is imperative for the body's ability to properly assimilate calcium. K2 also helps remove calcification and puts that calcium to work elsewhere. Vitamin K2 deficiency is common in modern society and has been connected with a wide array of health ailments. K2 is the new D. Boron, naturally present in beets, can also be taken in supplemental form and can help decalcify and remove fluoride from the gland. Most importantly, avoid refined, processed foods. Eat a diet with lots of organic, fresh raw produce, which will alkalinize the body and alleviate almost every other symptom of poor health. Diet is, as always, paramount. Especially in the case of the pineal gland, a slightly alkaline diet full of fresh produce decalcifies the gland and keeps it healthy. Originally published on Organic Lifestyle magazine.